Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear Islamic brothers, lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizan Sunnat with full concentration. Because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your finger, or messing around with your clothes, body or hair may result in the removal of its blessings. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a great reward for the one who does i'tikaf even for a single day with sincerity in any month of the year besides Ramadan. Persuading us to do i'tikaf, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whoever does i'tikaf for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for one day, Allah Azza wa Jal shall place 3 trenches between him and hell, and these trenches will be wider than even the distance between the east and the west." Mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates the following fragrant saying of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, "Whoever did i'tikaf with faith in order to earn reward, all of his previous sins will be forgiven." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Nafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, "The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan." Sayyiduna Nafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say, "Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma showed me the place of the masjid where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to do i'tikaf." Dear Islamic brothers, even today in Masjid al-Nabawi, Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, there is a pillar called Ustuwanatu Sarir, which marks the place where the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, used to place his blessed bed made of date tree, bark, etc. during i'tikaf. Fortunate devotees go to see it and offer nafl salah there for attaining blessings. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would always try his best to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would worship abundantly, especially in Ramadan. As Laylatul Qadr is hidden in Ramadan, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once did i'tikaf for the entire month in order to search this blessed night. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf from the first of Ramadan to the 20th and then said, 'In search of Laylatul Qadr, I spent the first 10 days of Ramadan in i'tikaf and then the middle 10 days. Then I was told that it is in the last 10 days. Therefore, whoever amongst you wishes to do i'tikaf with me should do so." Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam first did i'tikaf for the initial 10 days of Ramadan in a Turkish tent. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did i'tikaf for the middle 10 days as well. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took his head out of the tent and said, I did i'tikaf for the first 10 days in search of Laylatul Qadr, and then did it in the middle 10 days as well for the same purpose. Then I was informed by Allah Azza wa Jal that it is in the last 10 days. Therefore, whoever wishes to do i'tikaf with me should do so in the last 10 days. First I was shown Laylatul Qadr, but then I was made to forget it. And now I have seen myself prostrating on the morning of Laylatul Qadr on wet soil. Therefore, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say that it rained that night and water began to drip from the roof of the blessed masjid. So on the morning of the 21st of Ramadan, my eyes saw that there was a mark of wet soil on the blessed forehead of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, if not every year, we all should act upon the sunnah of doing i'tikaf for the whole of Ramadan at least once in our whole life. The most important purpose of doing i'tikaf in Ramadan is to search for Laylatul Qadr, and the strongest opinion is that Laylatul Qadr is in the odd nights of the last 10 days. We also learned from this blessed hadith that Laylatul Qadr was on the 21st night that year, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's saying, search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days, indicates that the date of Laylatul Qadr varies every year. Any of the odd nights of the last 10 days from the 21st to the 29th of Ramadan may be Laylatul Qadr. Muslims have been persuaded to do i'tikaf in the last 10 days in order to gain the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Because a mu'takif remains in the masjid for all 10 days, one of these nights is Laylatul Qadr. So he succeeds in spending that night in the masjid. Further, this hadith shows the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prostrated on soil, and the fortunate pieces of soil clung onto the blessed forehead of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Did you see the humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? His placing his blessed forehead for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal on the ground, and the soil particles clinging onto his blessed forehead, is the great humility of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The respected scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala say, prostrating directly on the ground without anything in between the forehead and the ground is preferable. It is stated in Mukashifatul Qulub that Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always prostrate on the soil. Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem narrates the following fragrant saying of the beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The one doing i'tikaf for 10 days in Ramadan is like the one who has performed Hajj and Umrah twice. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunnah are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima', commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursday in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the lovers of the beloved Rasul to learn the Sunnah, and fill out the Madani Ni'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina, and submit it to the Zimedar, relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality, by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunnah, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in Armat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless Dawat-e-Islami with such a grace that it becomes glorious at each and every place. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistake of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and love your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madni in'amat and travel with the Madni qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madni activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplication. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.